for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King.
I'm not happy about it.
President Trump reacting to General Motors' announcement on a restructuring that will close 5 plants and lay off nearly 15,000 employees. The president says he has spoken directly with GM CEO Mary Barra.
I spoke with her when I heard they were closing, and I said, you know, this country's done a lot for General Motors. You better get back in there soon. That's Ohio, and you better get back in there soon.
NASA has landed the spacecraft InSight on Mars with a heavy load of work ahead, according to project scientist Don Lincoln.
One is to test the wobble of Mars's rotation to find out something about the core. Another one will be to deploy a very sensitive seismograph. And finally, and perhaps the most exciting, is to drill down to actually take the temperature of the planet.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of 6, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Ukraine has declared martial law on its border region with Russia, Belarus, and Moldova ahead of any Russia strike. Tensions have escalated between the two countries after Russia fired on and seized 3 Ukrainian ships and their crews on Sunday. President Trump says he's monitoring the situation.
We do not like what's happening either way. We don't like what's happening, and hopefully it'll get straightened out. I know Europe is not... they are not thrilled. They're working on it, too. We're all working on it together.
It's Cyber Monday. Reporter Jim Hanso has the story.
Today is the day to get those great deals online and save some big money, according to some people in New Orleans.
See what kind of deals they have. Get some ideas of things I can shop for that maybe I'm not even considering.
Every now and then I'll online shop, but most of the time I go into a store and buy something.
Think you'll online shop today?
Maybe, since the deals are out there.
Do they really have more deals?
Way more, and they're fabulous.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Details are slowly emerging concerning the murder of an American missionary who is slain by a primitive tribe that inhabits a small island in the Indian Ocean. John Clemens reports.
27-year-old John Allen Chow, working with the All Nations Sending Missionary, had a lifelong desire to witness to local tribesmen of the North Sentinels people. Dr. Mary Howe is with All Nations.
I believe when he was about 18 years old, he took a mission trip, and during that mission trip, he knew that God called him to missions, and the same year, he was Googling, and he discovered that the North Sentinelese people existed.
I'm John Clemens.
Hey, everyone. Shatner Claus is coming to town, and USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
And when those blue snowflakes start falling.
Shatner Claus, the Christmas album, that is, featuring holiday tunes by William Shatner, the 87-year-old actor, joined by several big names, like on this one by Brad Paisley. Shatner telling the L.A. Times of the album, quote, "It reflects my continuing desire to fuse words and music, seeing as I cannot sustain a note." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.